In D-Day.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you.
On June 6, 1944, Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy, France, in the largest amphibious invasion in history. Thousands of American soldiers died.
Overlooking Omaha Beach is the American cemetery at Colleville-sur-Mer. More than 9,000 white marble headstones mark the huge losses on the beach below. The most recent headstone was placed in July 2022, when the remains of pilot William McGowan were moved from a local graveyard to join his fallen comrades 78 years after his death. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Colleville-sur-Mer.
President Biden will visit some of the cemeteries where the American soldiers are buried and will speak in Normandy this morning. In Stockton, California, people are being urged to head to cooling centers during the city's heat wave, says CBS News Sacramento's Esteban Reynoso.
My AC is out in my house and it's hot.
Mary Johnson came to this cooling zone at Van Buskirk Community Center in Stockton trying to escape the heat as much as she could.
Maybe you don't have air conditioning or you can't afford to run your air conditioning.
The city of Stockton, one of the most diverse cities in the country, relying on translation software to make sure word gets out about cooling centers like this one at the Safer Community Center.
A little boy was killed yesterday when a tornado pushed a tree into a house in Livonia, Michigan. Fire Chief Robert Jennison.
Fell into a house, into a bedroom area, and landed on a bed where a mother and a two-year-old were sleeping.
Researchers say more than 180 million young children worldwide suffer from severe food poverty. Harriet Torless is the lead author of the UNICEF report.
They're consuming extremely poor diets, comprising foods from two or fewer food groups. Often that's just milk and a starchy staple such as rice or bread.
A popular consumer magazine says it has found lead in two organic snacks for children. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Christine Lazar has details.
New study from Consumer Reports discovered levels of lead in two snacks from Lesser Evil. One with 112% of the daily allowance, another had 60%, and an organic puff from the company Serenity Farms had 53%.
Lesser Evil tells CBS News its testing complies with California and federal standards. Serenity Farms says all of its products test well below the maximum allowable dose levels. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Watching hockey won't be as hard for those hard of hearing.
The Florida Panthers repeat.
The deaf community won't have any trouble watching the Stanley Cup Finals when the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers duke it out for a championship soon. Because for the first time ever, the NHL says every finals game will be broadcast in American Sign Language. That includes play-by-play and analysis. The NHL will be the first major sports league to broadcast in ASL, but says this is just the first step in making hockey more accessible and inclusive. Game one is Saturday. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Costco is going to stop selling books in January. The New York Times says Costco will still sell books from September to December and occasionally during the year, but that's all. It's a blow to publishers and authors because when Costco decides to sell a particular title, it orders tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of copies. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W-R-G-N. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers, even some rumbles of thunder in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies. Then some clearing will break out. See low temperatures near 60 degrees. On Thursday, even more clouds on the way. Lower 70s and a chance of some afternoon showers. Right now, it's 64.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll
he'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, you must keep on trying. I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad. Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary. I guess you're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, you must keep on trying. I know that he hurt you bad.
you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Mattenair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave. Drowning in my tears. There's so much I want to
surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Someday, soon, he's gonna be one day. something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm
You could have been a school book. Well, you could have been anything that you to sleep over you. Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
CBS News Brief. Women mourning the more than 30 killed in an Israeli strike on a UN school in central Gaza. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
We've been told that there were children among those killed. The head of the Hamas-run government media office has denied that this was being used as a Hamas command post.
President Biden's expected to speak in Normandy next hour at a ceremony marking Allied landings in France. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Against the backdrop of war in Europe today, the sacrifices that those heroes and those veterans made 80 years ago.
Severe weather blamed for killing a two-year-old boy and his mother when a tree fell on their home in suburban Detroit. This man lives in Livonia.
I actually saw branches aloft, hundreds of pound branches aloft. And I said, this has got to be a tornado.
A twister blamed for several injuries in Gaithersburg, Maryland. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more?